Can the use of drugs such as benzedrine or caffeine ever be morally sanctioned? For example, in the pursuit of extremely mentally taxing work requiring a high degree of long-term mental focus. In my opinion, yes, at times, those are moral. If you include caffeine, I drink coffee regularly. And I have, at times, taken something stronger. For example, I had a lot of trouble forcing myself to do college papers. I hated the assignment, the professors, but you had to do it. And I was enabled by chemical means to do it with more energy, more alertness, no need to sleep, and I don't think there's anything whatever wrong with that. Now, do I imply, therefore, any drug is okay? No. What I'm talking about was the very opposite of, you know, tune out, enjoy, relax, etc. What it gave me was the opposite, the energy to put everything into focus and work. It had no effect on my cognition, no effect on my personality, no effect on my values. It did not change my actions. It just speeded up some of them. Now, of course, if you overuse any of these, you know, you can have a problem. But, you know, I don't regard that as an argument against any use. And I don't think anybody, certainly I can't say how much of this at what time, but in moderation, and I'm not going into the details, but in moderation, I think the type of thing he's talking about in this question is certainly moral. Now, I might just add one more thing about drugs. There are mood-altering drugs that I think are perfectly legitimate if they are, if there's a medical basis and they're prescribed like by a psychiatrist. There are brain changes, serotonin levels and so on, that affect mood. And there are drugs that have miraculous effect, for instance, on people who are very depressed for physiological reasons. That is 100% moral. Sometimes I've met objectivists who think everything should be free will. So you should never take a pill to counter an emotional problem. Well, of course, that's true of many emotional problems, but if it's one that's brain-related in this way, then it's ridiculous not to take advantage of what science has made possible. I would, however, leave that to a professional MD to